I look at it in a funny way, really. We didn't help ourselves straight away from the off, really. We found ourselves giving a penalty away in the first 90 seconds. Jake Cole's battled us out of jail. Great save. But as much as we had a reprieve there, within 30 seconds, we've got done very similar, really, to the second goal away at Braintree the other night, really. He's punished it with 1-0 down. You're chasing the game. I felt that, we had a lot of possession, John. We had a lot of possession, Gary, sorry, through the first half, but never really had the quality in the final third. We never had any quality tonight at all. I felt that even for long periods of the second half, we were well on top. It looked like we were getting back in the game. But I think their goalkeepers had one stroke, two shots to save over 90 minutes tonight. That ain't enough. Jake Cole was picked the ball out of the back of the net twice. Even though we've had as much possession as we probably have had throughout the game, probably 65-70% possession. Possession don't score goals. We haven't worked their penalty area, we haven't worked their goalkeeper enough to ask questions. And Jake Cole's, pulled three or four good saves off. So we can't look for, excuses. We can't be complaining at the end of the day. We've hit a little bit of a rock period now of, some of the boys' heads are down. We've got some young players in there. We've gone through a fair bit in respect to the injuries, what we've had. The pluses, what's the pluses? Having Mark Ricketts back after a month tonight is massive. He's come through 70-odd minutes tonight. That's great. Joey Jones has had another run under his belt tonight. Chrissy Arthur will be back next week. That gives us a little bit more, Gary, to turn around and look forward to in the Southport game. It's very, very tough. You've got Kieran Mert, who's played, five games in 13 days, as well as Brian Saar and other players there. We need the break. We need the break. We need to recharge. We haven't got a game for 8 days now. 8 days seems like 8 weeks. When you have five games, as I say, in 13 days. I know they've had the same Dover, don't get me wrong, but they've got a bigger squad than us and they haven't had our injury problems. And all clubs will get them in this National Conference League. This is a very demanding, punishing league. There's no doubt about that. How do I analyse it? I analyse it that we play 13 games. Time the weekend unfolds tomorrow at 5 o'clock. We'll probably be sitting eighth in the league. With what we've gone through in respect of certain things what have gone against us, injuries and trying to build a new squad, that's not bad. That's not bad. We have to look at heads when we're winning, when we look at tails when we're losing. It's a little bit harder. But we give ourselves an 8-day period now to assess what we need to do because we're lacking quality in the final third. There's no doubt about that. Whatever way we look at it, over the last 4 or 5 games, I look at and count how many goals the forwards have got between them. It tells a story. And when we look at the goals we've conceded at the moment, in the games at Braintree, here tonight at Dover, the goals we give away at Guiseley, we've got to dig deep. We've got to dig deep. So I'm quite, bullish about it. I'm quite buoyant about it in respect of, I think that over the next few days, we will have to turn around. We've got no money, John, to turn around. Gary, I keep saying John, because John Moore's standing there. We have to turn around, Gary, basically, and get one or two out on loan and try and get one or two in. That's all I can turn around and do at the moment. As a football club, we've been hit very, very hard. I think we all know that in respect of the injuries of the players, what we've had at the club, big players, in respect of their experience, what they give us at both ends of the field, that when you think we had 4 clean sheets in the first 6 games this year with Yakubu at the back and losing him and you lose Scott Rendell. It's tough. You know that about that. But, as I say, we have to keep turning around and being positive and keep pushing on.